Continuing our theme then from yesterday, the Bible shows God's self-revelation from Genesis to Revelation. He revealed himself to Adam as the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, the most powerful of all the powerful ones, creator and final authority over man. To Abraham, chosen father of Israel, he revealed himself as a covenant maker and a covenant keeper, the one who reckons not on our weakness but on his strength, the God who compels nature to do what is contrary to itself. Sarai found that out and became Sarah, mother and princess. To Moses, chosen deliverer of a nation, he revealed himself as I am, the self-existent one whose presence he promised would go with Moses. To the Jewish nation, he revealed himself as Messiah, long-awaited saviour, deliverer and king. To us, the Gentiles, he reveals himself as saviour, deliverer, bridegroom, coming warrior, king and judge, accepted by some, rejected by others. He's always revealed himself to man, culminating in that great and eternal revelation of his nature and glory in the book of the same name. Read it sometime if you want to improve your devotional life. This great God who lays out the heavens in all their glory, who is constantly creating more galaxies just for the fun of it, to whom every night is firework night, delights progressively to reveal himself to his creation and stoops to conquer our hearts. This is how he always is and how he has always been. He's not a God who hides himself from us and he never ever changes. He is immutable and he is infinite. What he is, he always was and always will be. He's always been good and he always will be good because he can't change the way he is. He is unchanging, immutable. What he was, he is and always will be. He's good, the self-existent one, I am. He is immutable and he's good. Forever, infinitely, eternally, he will always be. Exactly like this. Hey, God.